Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Apple is going to hold their first big event of the year later this afternoon, and many new things will be unveiled. Let's find out what will be happening. It's Carl Prati from Apt with a sneak peek. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm anxious to hear what Apple is going to be announcing today. And I guess the word is they're going to say a lot about iPads. Is that right?
That's kind of the word on the street. Yeah, there's some very interesting things that they're speculatively going to do to these. So there's supposed to be a new iPad Pro or a refreshed iPad Pro that has a mini LED screen. And that's kind of a technology that we've seen on a couple of new Samsung TVs this year, and we've had a chance to look at those in the store, and it's incredible. So if that's the case, people are going to see a really nice picture on these new iPad Pros. It's the 12.9-inch version that it's rumored to be on. Mm-hmm. So that's something that we're very much looking forward to. Plus, they're going to potentially upgrade the chip, which means they're going to be extremely fast and really as powerful as some of their best laptop computers.
Do you have any idea about the price?
They haven't really said anything about pricing. My guess, and generally what happens is the pricing will go up a little bit over last year's models. The benefit there, though, is last year's models are going to go down a little bit in price. So if you don't need the newest technology, you can find some good deals on the older generation stuff.
A lot of people are writing about something called AirTags. Now, the way mm-hmm. I understand it, this would be some Bluetooth technology that you can put on, for example, your keys, and if you lose your keys, you'll be able to find them easier. Is that what you're hearing?
Yeah, that's actually one of the that was a really cool thing that I was reading about. So they already have it built into, like, AirPods, for example, and your phone. So if you misplace your AirPods or you misplace your phone, you can go on a program called Find My, mm-hmm. and it'll help locate your lost item. Well, these AirTags basically turn anything into having that technology. So you can attach it to your keys. You can put one in your wallet. You can throw one in your purse. And then you have a higher likelihood, if you ever misplace it, of being able to find it a whole lot easier. And I was actually reading an article this morning about they're potentially going to have some augmented reality stuff built into it. So it'll potentially show you a little balloon. So you look through your phone at where that item is, and you'll see a little balloon pop up on your screen that shows you where the item is, so you can walk over to that balloon and find it.
That's great. And it seems like whenever they have an event like this, Apple gives us some sort of improved battery or battery pack. Are they going to do that this time, do you think?
That's also one of the rumors. So the iPhone 12 has a technology in it called MagSafe, which is it basically allows you to attach magnetic accessories to it. And there's rumor of a battery pack that you're going to be able to attached to the back of your phone to prolong that battery life without needing to plug anything extra into the phone. So it'll just stick to the back of it.
Does Apple leak some of this stuff to the press? Because they keep everything a secret, but then as you get to a day or two before the event, as we said, the event is this afternoon, there's a lot of information out there about it. Do they do that on purpose?
I think some of it is done on purpose, but also, too, just by investigating a little bit, you can see these companies will kind of release accessories. So, like those, the tags, you're starting to see accessories pop up that'll hold the AirTags before the AirTags have already been released. So that's sort of a good indicator that Apple told these manufacturers, hey, we're releasing this product, start making accessories for it. So you can kind of deduce things from accessories that you're seeing, really.
You have an Apple store at Apt, inside Apt mm-hmm. there. So how long before you get these products to sell to us? Are we talking about next year?
No, it wouldn't be next year. We generally get them relatively quickly. Obviously, Apple's going to sort of keep everything for themselves first to make sure that the Apple loyalists get their things, but we're generally not that far behind them. So if any customers out there have questions, they can always call us or they can check on our website because we update that every minute. So as soon as we have things, you will see them show up right on app.com.
Anything new with AirPods, or do we expect anything that has to do with AirPods?
You know, there was some rumor of it. It's unlikely because there hasn't really been much leaked on those. So it's possible, but not probable.
I finally got AirPods. Well, actually, my wife gave them to me, and she made me retire my old, I don't know what I was using. It was one of those things that actually was connected by a wire, the two earpieces. Mm-hmm. And I have to say, not only do my AirPods stay in my ear with no problem, unlike previous products I've used, but the sound quality is unbelievable. It really is amazing, isn't it?
They really are. They're fantastic. My two older kids have them. I still need to get I'm going to get some of the Pros just because they have the noise canceling built in. But yeah, it is really amazing how good the sound is coming out of a headphone that is so small.
Yeah, and they're pricey, and it's easy to lose them. Those are two problems with them, right?
Well, but that's where that find my technology can really come in handy, because there's definitely been several times I've heard that little chime going off inside of my house, and I see one of my kids kind of snooping around to see if they can find the one that they lost.
Yeah. Well, we'll know exactly what Apple has in store for us. It's this afternoon, right?
It's going to start at, yeah, it's 10 o'clock Pacific time, so it'll start 12 o'clock here.
Carl Prouty from Apt. Appreciate the preview, Carl. Stay in touch.
Thanks so much for having me on.
Anytime.